Do you ever remember, maybe, if you ever heard your father talking about fixing a wagon wheel or something?
Mm-hmm.
The names he might use for different parts of the wagon wheel? It had a steel thing around the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what that was called? Or, they used to make wagon wheels out of different pieces, and it would come apart in the wheel around. Do you remember the names of those pieces, possibly? Or, sometimes, if you have a wagon with two horses on the front, and you have something between the horses...
Tailgate?
And, what would you call the part that you might sit on the wagon?
In the wagon?
Or in the buggy or wagon?
The seat.
And, do you remember, just different kinds of horses you might have? Or a male and female horse, and different...
Well, we generally had a female horses.
What would you call a young horse?
Colt.
And would you have different names if it were male or female? Or if it were very young? Or...
Pony.
And... Did you have cattle on your farm? You had quite a few cattle, as a matter of fact. What were different names for cattle that you might have?
Well, we just had range cattle, you might call it. There wasn't any great stock, you know. But it was... See, my father would butcher those cows and take them into South Jacksonville. 12 miles in a horse and buggy, horse and wagon, and sell it to the butcher in South Jacksonville. That was on Old King's Road.
Oh, I know where that is. I've been over there.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember different parts of the cattle that, when they were butchered, what kinds of different sections?
Well, there was the rump and of course the head and the and the devil. Of course, I could say all the round steaks and round steak and it's so expensive now you can't hardly buy it anyhow.
It certainly is. Do you remember which parts of a cow might be edible and which parts might not be edible?
Well, the hind quarters was the best meat, and the lower part was supposed to be tougher. And now some people eat the tripe. That was the stomach of